first flight of Odonata. We are very excited to be here, and it's so wonderful to see all of you here tonight as well. At this time, I would like to introduce our lovely accompanist, Naomi Dirksen. And our musical director and founder, Mr. Laurie Walker. Over to him for a few moments.
Welcome to the House of Poets.
Too soon.
At the Alliance last concert, this will be short, just a little history of how we got here. At the when I was conducting the Orion Male Voice Choir, at their last concert, we were listening to the Duncan Choral Society, which sings in SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. And I kept thinking to myself, I've done barbershop, I've done children's choirs, I've done all this stuff. I've never done one. I want one of those. And so, of course, I started thinking about it. Of course, the most difficult spot to fill, of course, is the accompanist. So Naomi happened to be sitting beside me at that concert. I said, Naomi, and she said, yes, which was wonderful. It would work out in the right evening. So. It sat in my mind for a number of months, and I kept thinking, oh no, I mean, being a director of a choir is one thing, but starting a choir, okay, I mean, we don't even have postage. my friend Judy Stevenson, Alan and Joe Motsley, and Wendy Hollow all jumped in to help as secretary, treasurer, librarian, and all those things that had to get done. And so Odonata was born. Odonata, if you're not sure, is Latin, the genus for dragonfly and damselflies. So we are dragons and damsels. I want to thank you, the audience, for coming out and listening to us tonight. Are we going to be perfect? No. We've had 12 rehearsals so far, so at 2 hours apiece, that's 24 hours. We didn't take off the break time, so we've had 22 hours being together as a group. So we're going to give it our best shot tonight, and I'm sure you're going to love it. I want to thank you guys for coming out and supporting us and whatever. And I want to thank these lovely people here for, I'm just so proud of them. Thank you for coming out and helping me fulfill one of my lifelong dreams that I wanted to do. And thank you all.
Our first piece this evening was Carl Stroman's Like an Eagle, very appropriate for a concert called First Flight. Stroman had a hand in our second piece as well. The second one is actually a poem that was written in the 1920s, and then music added to it. It's often associated with Thanksgiving, and actually Vera Lynn loved this next song. It was one of the songs that she sang for the troops. For me, it was the compulsory piece at the very first choral competition I ever appeared in, so I know it well, and by the way, we won. Here is Bless This House.
Keep me warm and trouble out.
pleasure that I introduce Mr. David Underwood. I first heard David sing a few years ago when the Orion Male Voice Choir invited Youth Choir 61 onto their program. We're very pleased to have him in Odonata and look forward to hearing him this evening. David.
Thank you, Judy. May I introduce Ursa Thomas, my cohort in music. And I got to thank Johnny Mack for this song tonight because he requested it. Thank you, John. It's one of my favorites. It's a sort of song which it's a feeling.
folk singer Pete Seeger wrote most of our next piece. In 1955, he actually wrote the first three verses, ending with the young men going off to war. And then he put it away and didn't think too much about it. But after reading Mikhail Sholokhov's novel, And Quiet Flows the Dawn, he took it out to reconsider, and a friend, Joe Hickerson, added the last two verses, making it a circular song, so that it ends where it starts, with the flowers. Our arrangement this evening by Mark Surrett is one of the most beautiful I've heard. Please enjoy Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Where have all the flowers gone? On time past sea, where have all
Leon Dubinsky. He recalls the day that he wrote it. He was sitting watching his ailing father, watching his grandchildren playing in the pool. And it dawned on him, knowing that his father had emigrated from the Ukraine, that he had gone through some hard times in his life. And then he realized that we rise again is what we do. Here, with the eternal theme of life goes on, is a song about survival, the power of the ocean, and the importance of family and children. Our soloists tonight are Jenny Rain, Chantel Fillion, and Janet Zupang. Gentlemen who make up Grandview. Grandview was formed as a quartet in fall of 2003, and at that time they were a quartet, but their 90-year-old top tenor passed away 2.5 years ago, and they've continued as a trio ever since. They perform at rest homes, luncheons, and as after-dinner entertainment, and they tell me But they've also sung at birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and even a bridal shower. Okay. Their repertoire includes everything from barbershop to doo-wop to oldies to pop. Wonder what they're going to do for us tonight. Here are Glenn, Ron, and Alan Grandview.
Yes, we were kind of wondering ourselves.
Right.
Before we get started, I'd like to bring your attention to our accompanist, is Pat Atkinson, and she's the one who helps us every week, 2.5 hours a week in our practices, and she gets all our music for us, and she keeps us on the straight and narrow.
She bakes good cookies, too.
Maybe we can find us a brand new recipe.
next piece is a beautiful gospel-style song based on secular text. It uses "river is life" as a metaphor, and that singing and music are good for the soul. This is one of the first pieces that we tackled when Odonata began 12 weeks ago, and it's become a favorite of ours. Here is "River in Judea."
Oftentimes I dream of
15-minute intermission to allow you to stand up and stretch your legs.